Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Welcome back to Sheffield Live, ladies and gentlemen, the golden years. My first interview this afternoon then is with my pastor from my church. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chris Jevons then from Sparview Church, Hackenthorpe.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kevin Resley reporting for Sheffield Live then. I find myself out of Paulsbrook at this time and I'm out with my local church, Chris, our pastor. How are you doing, Chris? You all right? I'm all right, thanks. We're kind of out in Chesterfield sort of thing and Paulsbrook, and we are based at Hackenthorpe as a church. How did we end up out here?
Well, over the summer we kind of take a little bit of a break from Sunday services and we do something a little bit different. So we kind of just relax a little bit more as a church and we go to parks and go for walks and we have barbecues and we go out prayer walking in the community, and we go camping.
That's pretty neat. Would you say, Chris, that was a change from the traditional church look?
Yeah, obviously Sunday mornings we are in the building, and we're singing and listening to teaching and things like that. So I guess the summer is a little bit different from
so, I mean, we're looking here today and we've got one or two people on the come from the church who, I am part of the Spark Community Church, by the way, folks, and there's one or two people here today. How long have you been sort of doing this?
As in, how long have you been doing church at Sparview?
No, as in, like, when you get out in the summer, if you like.
For years we've done it. August has always been a month where we just kick back a bit and we tend to go to, we do church in the park. So we started off doing church in the park where we just go and do things like just family fun days, have a barbecue. We normally go to Graves Park so the kids have got the farm and stuff. And, so we've probably been doing that about 10 years now.
That's a pretty long time, and of course then I've heard, maybe you can answer that, the church becomes a family. Would you say that?
Absolutely. Our mission statement is a Sparview Community Church, a family on a journey to know God and to make Him known. So families are really important part of who we are, and so hanging out together during August just gives us more time to be together as family. And it's a really important value that we hold as a church.
Some people traditionally are, if I can use the word, scared of church or what it sort of stands for in the traditional sense. Where does Sparview stand in that sort of era?
Yeah, I mean, someone likened it to, like, going into a bookies. Like, I've never put a bet on in my life.
Okay.
I wouldn't know what to do in a bookies. I don't know what the odds are and things like that. So sometimes people can feel a little bit like that when it comes to church. They don't understand the singing, they don't understand the Bible and things like that. So I get it. People would feel a little bit intimidated. But we're pretty laid back as a church. We try to keep it pretty informal. We don't necessarily dress and suits and ties and things like that with really more of a shorts and t-shirt kind of vibe. And yeah, we just want to make people feel welcome. So we do lots of things that are in the community, just trying to build bridges. We run things like breakfast clubs and lunch clubs and chair aerobics, and we've got an education project for kids that are in, that are not in mainstream school. We've got loads of different things going on, toddler groups, youth groups, all just ways to kind of bridge church and the community, and just show that faith is not something that's done with. Faith is something that is very for today, and is in 2024. It's real. It's alive. It's relevant.
I think we've put out a message there that it is kind of different. Not like when we see the candles and the traditional look to a church. If people, and I do say us guys, because come along on Sunday mornings and say hi, because I will be there. So what's the best way for people to come along, really?
Well, obviously we're not there during August, so don't come in August.
Sure.
That'd be awkward. When we're back in September, and we start at 10:30 Sunday mornings, you'd be more than welcome to join us. We have a bit of worship, we look at the Bible, the kids, there's always some activities for the children. They go to a group called Sparks, and then the youth go to a youth group as well, and then we have like a tea and coffee at the end. It'd be great for you to get to know us. We've got a website, of course, Sparview Community Church Sheffield .co.uk, and we've also got, we're on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram, and we've got all our events posted on there. So yeah, it'd be lovely to see you. More than welcome, Hackenthorpe people, or people of Sheffield. Come along and try it out. What have you got to lose?
So you're really up with a vibe, aren't you? Like the Instagrams and the Facebook and the this and that. It's really up there, isn't it?
Well, you've got to be, haven't you? We are. We're church, but we're also living in the 21st century, so we've got to, sure, you've got to move with the times. So yeah, we try to keep our communications fresh, and we want to be a church for all ages, so you've got to connect with all ages, and social media is where it's at, really, isn't it? You can also watch us online, actually, on YouTube. Our teaching's on there, so you can find us on our channel. And it's a good place to be.
And my final question to you, when you said about youth and things that we've just mentioned, what sort of, because there's going to be people out there listening of different ages, so what sort of ages would attend on a Sunday, if you like?
Well, you've got all the way from babies through to, I think the eldest member of our congregation is 92. So we've got the whole range, really. We've got something for everybody. We've got a creche, so if the kids are getting a little bit restless and you want a bit of space, you can go out with your baby. We've got our kids work, which is kind of from 3 to 11, and the teaching's always kind of based around fun activities. And then we've got youth from 11 to 16, which is they always start off with a hot chocolate and just chatting about their week and what they've been up to, and then they'll look at the Bible in a relevant way to them. And then obviously we've got the adults, so we've got lively worship, we've got a band, and it's just, we try to be as relevant to today's culture as we can be, but we remain absolutely just focused on what Jesus was about. And he, if you'd have found, if Jesus were around today, he'd have been in places where people are, and so we want to be in places where people are too. So that is the church. We try to make it as accessible as we can to all ages.
Just before we end this interview then, just tell us whereabouts you are, really, and give us the website again, if you would.
Yeah, so Sparview Community Church is on Sparview Place in Hackenthorpe. That's S12 4HD. And our website is sparviewcommunitychurchsheffield.co.uk. And you can find us also on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. So it'd be great to meet you.
Many thanks indeed, Chris.
Cheers, Kevin.
Still at Paul's Brook then, ladies and gentlemen, in Chesterfield with some of the guys that I attend church with. And I put one of them to one side. Please introduce yourself.
My name's Ian Ridgway.
How long have you been a Christian, Ian?
42 years.
What does it mean to you to be a Christian?
Well, it means everything, really, to be quite honest. I became a Christian when I was 21. 2021, so back in 1983. I'd had a bit of a... not a great life up to that. Weren't popular at school. I was overweight and things like that. And I got picked on a lot and ridiculed, made to look a fool. Then when I started work, that was exactly the same thing. I got same treatment. And then I just met this chap who come into the department I was working in, and he just befriended me and then started sharing Jesus with me. And I didn't want to know at first. Thought they were not really wrong. And then over about 6 or 7, 8 months, he didn't sort of like go to hammer and tong. He just shared things. He was just wanting to be what Jesus was, and that's a friend to everybody. And that's what Jesus is about. It's about being a friend to everybody.
In the beginning, looking back over the years, he'd been a Christian, because it is said in the Christian faith from time to time. Did you ever question it or feel as though it wasn't for you, or you needed a break from it when you first didn't understand it?
Well, I thought it weren't for me at first off, when he first started talking about it. Having not had a religious background at all, but I know my mum had a little bit of faith, because she'd sometimes say things when it was just me and her talking. So there were that, but at that point in time, I just didn't feel that I needed Jesus in my life, and it was only through being in contact with this guy called Tom. I started to realise that, you know, without him in my life, then I don't think my life's going to change from what it were. And then meeting other people who Tom introduced me to, and the friendship that they showed me, and not wanting to take Mickey out of me and ridicule me and make me feel unhappy and what have you, I thought there's something different here.
Sure.
There is something different here. They're so nice people. They don't want to go out to hurt you.
So how long did it take for you as a person prior to becoming a Christian and into Christianity? Did you question the change from being, in your own words, as you said, you know, you were bullied and that sort of thing, and you didn't kind of have a focus? Would you say that became a shock to you, that people weren't doing that when you found Christianity? Did your life become more secure and fulfilled?
After a while, yes. There were times leading up to it where I was doubting a little bit, and I'm thinking, is it, you know, what's it all about, is it? But then I started actually going to church that he went to in Sheffield, and my early experiences of church was your typical Anglican church. You know, you go in, you're silent, everything has to be like in an ordained way. It weren't in that church. You walked in, people come up and greeted you and made you feel welcome. And then when worship started, I just sort of freaked. I thought, wow, what's this? Because it weren't your normal slow hymn type song. It was lively. There was life in it.
Was that a surprise to you? And if it was, what was going through your mind at the time?
what have I done?
Okay.
What have I done? What have I come to? Yeah, because it was so different, and people were lifting their hands up in air, and sometimes waving flags, and sometimes dancing, you know, dancing about, jumping about, joyful. What's going on here? What is this?
Would you say then that you embraced that after you got over the, can we use the word shock maybe?
Yes, in time I did, because I realised that there were a freedom.
Sure.
There were a freedom in knowing Jesus. You know?
Yes.
Jesus came to save and give us a better life and be part of our life and guide us in this life. It didn't have the restrictions around it.
Sure.
You must do this and you mustn't do that and you must do this and that. So it just felt freer in a way, but obviously, I mean, I'd never read a Bible prior to making a commitment.
Sure.
And then once I'd made a commitment, I actually went out and bought a Bible.
It's an interesting book, isn't it? And has many, many, many stories.
It has. It's absolutely amazing. And some of the things that I'm reading, I'm thinking, over a period of time, after I'd actually made that commitment that night in the bedroom, a lot of things changed for me.
Well, I was going to ask you that. These days, do you feel full and wholesome?
Well, I would say yes, in a way. But every day with Jesus, you're learning something all the time.
Yeah, indeed you are.
You know, you don't get to a point of, right, I've done so many years now, that's it.
Yes.
It's not, because every day, even with Jesus in your life, every day is a challenge.
Sure.
But when you haven't got Jesus in your life, sometimes them challenges, they drag you down, and
sure,
you sink and you go under.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got Jesus in your life, and you can rely on Him, rely on God, they get you through it. Don't get me wrong, every prayer doesn't get answered
sure.
in the way you want it to be answered, but there is a feeling of love and a feeling of secureness to know that somebody else is on this journey with you.
Sure. Which takes
gone before you're on this journey.
Sure. Which takes me on to the next question. And I've heard it bantered around. You know, we both attend the same church. And for the people who might not know what this means, what is meant by the term a church family, if you would?
Right, a church family. We're all one member of the church that we go to. So we say we're a family on a journey to know God and make Him known. So all of us knowing God together, we're a family of believers.
Yes.
And we all support each other in everything that goes on. We pray for each other when things aren't going well, when there's illness, when there's tragedy, when there's sadness. We're all like a big brick wall, and we're all a brick, and we all interlock, you know. But the top brick and the bottom brick are so far apart that take them out and the wall falls down.
Yes. I feel that being at the same church as you. And by the way, that is Sparview Church at Acanthorpe, folks. How long have you been attending there now?
Well, at Achenthorpe, we've been there 30 years this year.
That's a long commitment, isn't it?
It is. But before it was Sparview Community Church, it was known as Rother Valley Church.
Right, OK.
And when me and my wife started going, we were meeting at Shortwood Schools. We started going in 1991.
Right.
So from 91 to 94... we were at Shortbrook School.
Sure.
And then the leadership at that time felt that maybe it's time to branch out because we were growing, and we were growing out at school hall. And we thought it's time, leadership said, actually, God's been speaking to him and he's telling him we need to get his own place. Okay. We need to look for a building. So we started looking around for a building, and this old Methodist church that were derelict came up, and we put an offer in and we got it.
And the rest is history, guys. Just give people the address who want to join us on a Sunday morning, really.
It's Sparview Community Church, Sparview Lane, Hackenthorpe.
Ian, many thanks for this interview.
You're welcome, Kevin.
Yes, indeed. I thought I'd start it a little bit different on that one. That was my local church and my pastor, Chris, and one of the parishioners, Ian. And I thought I'd just share that with you, the other side of the thing that I do on my other radio station. Okay. This one coming up then, we'll blow it all away. This is Bonnie Tyler and Total Eclipse of the Heart. This is a 12-incher.
Thank you.
Well, from Total Eclipse of the Heart, then, bit of Bonnie Tyler. We're going to dance. It's Armin van Helden, Hear My Name. We'll start with this one, then. I used to enjoy dancing to this. I can't do it anymore. My knees and my hips are buggered. It's Alice DJ, Back in My Life. Great dance tune.
Want you back in my life.
Back in my life. Want you back by my side. It's not to square you.
And from that then to this. I do like a bit of Alice DJ. I must share that with you, but as I said, my body doesn't these days. It's Sandy Shaw, Girl Don't Come. Amen Corner from the 60s, Bend Me, Shake Me. We start with B.J. Thomas then. This is Hooked on a Feeling. Jezebel's Live Lounge Radio. Thanks muchly for listening.
Shake me any way you want me. You got the some distant bell starts chiming now. You wanna see her? You wanna see her? Oh yeah. So you wait and wait. Girl, don't come. The time rolls on, those minutes fly by. You wanna go, but just to try, guy. You wanna see her? Some distant bell starts chiming now. You wanna see her? You wanna see her? Oh yeah. So you wait and wait. Girl, don't come. You've been stood up, tears fill your eyes. Oh, oh, oh. You heard inside, you wanna
bit of Sandy Shaw right there then. Well, I tell you what, brings us to the end of the show for this week. Many thanks for joining me, guys, and we're going to finish off then with Madonna and Vogue, a bit of Diana Ross and Chain Reaction. Finish off then with Billy Idol and White Wedding. Till next week, take care of yourselves, and thanks for joining us all at various times on Jezebel's Live Lounge Radio. Cheerio then.
There is nothing fair in this world. There's nothing safe in this world, and there's nothing sure in this world, and there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world.